Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We're just about a week down from Christmas, and what do we need from Christmas? And what do we need, you know, Santa Claus to bring your loved one? There's a lot of things that we have to do and talk about, but I have people on the show who are trying to only talk about, you know, hugging and sharing and giving thanks to our, you know, Savior and to spend time together with their friends and family. My name is Tom Livesey. I'm calling from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling from the Promised Land, Snellville, Georgia. And the thing is that I hope that all you all are going to be safe, all you all are going to have a good time, all you all have memorable conversations, share recipes, and everything else. But we have people on the line, and they're all busy, and they're going, and, you know, it's just a joy to be able to make people just pull over and get on my talk show. I don't care where they are. We have some celebrities on the line, so I just want you all just to take a pen and pad and listen to their advice, their challenges. You know, this coming holiday season is not about the money. It's about the love. Ladies and gentlemen, help me introduce a couple of some of these fabulous people. I want to go ahead and start with this one, who's a top five entrepreneur. State of Georgia, her name is Trisha Bailey. She's came out with a new character that she's sharing, and it's something about pride, something about safety, something about security, and something about community service. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me. Trisha Bailey. Trisha.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this Sunday evening?
Well, you know, hey, listen, I got one day a cat in a sandbox.
I see.
Let me ask you a little bit of something about what we were doing, you know, this past week and what we'll be doing the next week. How is your Christmas going? And other things we talked about last night as far as getting in a situation where you're thinking you have to purchase a whole lot of gifts for individuals, call your loved ones. How are you handling that?
Oh, I'm handling just fine. I've always been in that mode where I'm able to just, you know, think about my family and my friends. And this is the holiday. A lot of people, sometimes they get kind of down and depressed because they don't have anyone at this time of the year, but it really is, it's all about being with the people that you love. It's not always about getting a gift. It's more about what you can give them for that day. You know what I'm saying?
Well, with that being said, I hope you have purchased my gift already.
I'm going to give you the same thing I got you last year.
I have an individual, she's flying over, I don't know where she's going, somewhere in Brazil or something like this. You heard her, and this is something that all you all need to listen to. This is Attorney Clark. She's going to come on. I can't even give her too many accolades because she's going to tell you if I'm wrong or right, and she will tell you the same thing. Trisha, can you tell everyone, welcome to the show. Well, help me welcome Attorney Clark.
Hello, Attorney Clark. How are you doing?
I am excited to be on. Before, you know, we don't have but a few days left while we loving everybody. And then about January the 3rd or 4th, you know, we start telling lies about what we're going to do, New Year's resolutions,
right,
and all of this foolishness. People,
yes.
Money's gone crazy. Money, absolutely, yeah. Insane. The money need to go to school so they can teach the money some sense. People buying stuff for people they don't even like.
Exactly.
And, you know, I tell, it's not about all of that. I haven't celebrated, you know, it's supposed to be Jesus' birthday, and nobody invited him to the party. All
that's
of this
right.
Stuff we buying, we got to get a grip on what we can do with our $1.1 trillion that we earn. We just might as well throw it up in the air. And it's because people have no sense of direction. And I say all roads lead to somewhere, and you can end up a place you don't want to be. And I like for people to just think about, are you in the right place? You see, it's not the place you're in that makes the difference. It's the difference that you make in the place. So when we're out and about, we need to be trying to make a difference in people's lives. And I'm very, very excited. I tell everybody I'm an attorney by profession, but I'm an entrepreneur by choice. Because all these people talking about they don't need money. Girl, money ain't everything. Talking crazy. Just, you know, and the money on life support, getting a blood transfusion or whatever. And if we could look at the money that we're spending now and show people some love, people walk past you and won't even nod or smile. And talking about the holiday season and the gift of giving, and I mean, I was out today trying to run in to a store not to buy gifts because I don't think people need too much. They need good health, and they got to have some money. Now, I got 6 people that I'm willing to help that want to earn some money in 2016. I don't want no crazy people. I don't want people that are, because we don't have no prayer cloths, no holy water, no rabbit foot, none of that.
Well, church, we're out the doggone boat.
Oh, my
right
God.
We're out the boat.
I'm serious.
And I agree with you, too, now. But I think the thing about it, too, is that you got to know where you are, too. A lot of people think that they need to go out and buy all these gifts and stuff. And then by January, everybody's broke, you know, don't have any money, you know. That's the game.
People know the bills going to come in January, and by that time they'll be laid off. All the merchants are out in Palm Springs, California, relaxing for trips that these people have paid for, and they can't even get the Buckhead.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Attorney Clark, here's the thing. I purchased an engagement ring for a long time ago. For a girl in about January, Valentine, we already cut up and messed up and separated. See, you know. So the thing is that what it is sometimes just a grunt hug. Sometimes what it is just basically somebody who can just say, listen, I love you, you know, and let's sit down and let's talk for a minute. You know, let me tell you about your mama. Let me sit there and then talk to you. Let me, you know, grill some mushrooms together with you. Let's, you know, do this and do that. And these are memorable occasions that doesn't cost a whole lot of money. And all of us, it's just a commercialization of our you know, society that make you, and all of a sudden, everybody start getting depressed today.
Right.
Now they got to say, I got to spend $5,000. I don't have nothing to pay for, buy my kids. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get suicidal on you.
Yep.
But now, can you tell us about, we had you on the show, and thank you so much for being back on the show. Tell us about a gift of health. Tell us about something.
You know, that's because our minds are messed up, and it's from the food that we eat. And we are eating food that's not real food. And we're eating out. You got people today don't know the difference between a head of lettuce and a head of cabbages. They saw it in the grocery store. Because we are so busy. Busy doing what? You know, death is an equalizer. Death don't care who they take along. And people talking about, oh, I don't cook. That's insane to say you don't cook and you got kids. I don't have time. You got everything you need. Let me tell you all something right quick. I grew up, because, see, I'm old, but I love my mother. I didn't know you could eat fruit other than Christmas time. We got one orange, one apple, a nickel box of raisins, and some nuts, and a pair of Union Hardware number 5 skates, okay? These kids don't—they got to have—they don't know the name if they see it in boxcar letters lit up, and we buying all of this stuff. They won't even cut the dishwasher on with the, somebody else put the dishes in. We have lost our way, and we must use our collective intelligence to help us move from where we are to where we deserve to be. People walk around not speaking. They don't have eye water to cry with. You wait till January 4th or 5th when the bills come in.
Ladies and
if you try to tell your friend.
I was just saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Clark. Go spill it.
I'm serious. I see people, I mean, they got all kinds. Let me tell you how crazy this is. Back in the day, you used to wrap the president up and hide him. Now, how can you believe somebody coming down the chimney? First of all, a lot of people don't even have one. If the kids going out shopping to tell you what they want, you put it in the buggy and take it home and tell them somebody else brought it. Now, how crazy can that be? That's
insane.
And
I used to wonder that, too. You know what? As a child, I thought, as I got to be older, I thought, I was so disappointed when I found out the truth. You know what I'm saying? I kept saying, wow, that was I was very disappointed.
Let me tell you something. I knew a long time before I let my mama know I knew it wasn't no Santa Claus because we didn't have a chimney, and I wasn't crazy, and I knew that. This person can't squeeze down the chimney, and we lying to the kids to discipline them in the month of December. You do this because Santa Claus coming. You know, I'm not trying to take the joy out of whatever people want to believe, but I tell you one thing, we need some money and we need it in a hurry because in the next 2 years, watch what's going to happen. We buy everything that's been promised to be made and won't even speak to our next door neighbor. This is crazy. It's insanity.
Yes.
And I walk around and I speak to people and I say happy holiday, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, whatever they want to say. It really doesn't make any difference to me how they feel. I talk about how I feel. I'm so glad when I wake up in the morning, I have a celebration with myself, and then I have to have some money. We are living where we have to have money. You cannot pay your rent and your house note with a promise to pay. And if anybody think they can do it, don't pay your house note. Just wait till January, don't pay it, and see what will happen. We got to be, you know, creativity and how to keep money. We need good health because when you don't have the money to do what you want to do, it causes you to be depressed, right? Depression and stress will kill you quicker than anything in the drugstore. Now, I got products that will make an old man young and a young man better and women dreams to come true. And you can't beat that with a stick. And people
and then
need
you
to
also
know.
You're absolutely right. And then you also have people, as far as, like you said, your health, you know, they eat everything for the Christmas party. They go to every party, and you know, they overeat, and then they're overweight in January. Because, I work in a gym, and it was YMCA, and I see there's no one between December the 1st and all up to the 31st. And everybody wants to flood the gym January the 1st. So it just doesn't make sense. And I've been doing it for a long time. It's been like that. So it's like
everything that don't bite them first. That's what they eat. They pray over junk food. They know it's junk food. They want God to bless it. How crazy can that be? And then the 90 days, January, February, and March. By March the 30th, they finish with all these resolutions. I'm going to do that. You know, let's get real. Call a thing a thing. That's what it is. They jumping up, racing their heart, and know they're going to go right back and eat it. Grease and sweets. Grease.
Yeah.
I got the grease police out looking for people eating all this grease. And I tell them. And then when you don't have the money, everything is going wrong. But we are the authors of this destruction that we're leading ourselves into. Nobody come and point a gun and say, you got to buy all of this and you got to do that. You know, we can talk to our children and teach them so they have a future. See, the future going to be here whether we're here or not. And you got people, I'm telling you, they broke. If they're not broke, they badly bent. And then you try to tell them how you can earn some money. I haven't practiced law since 1980-something. I forgot what year, 87, 88. Because I understood how money is earned in this country. And people don't get a raise. What's a raise? And that depressed them. But then people are pretending everything is okay. We need to come together to move ahead. How can we do this? How can we accomplish this? We love one another. I love people. And I have to call a thing a thing. I tell the truth. I'm supposed to live well. If your Father in heaven is a king, you're supposed to be living because you inherit from your Father. And these folks are all broke down. No. I will help 6 people. They can call me, and don't call me with no foolishness. Don't call me with no excuses. That's the tools of losers in life. If you want to make a difference in your life, feel good, look good, smell good, and have some money, because people with money, a man with money name changes to honey if he got some money. So people need good health and money, okay? Mr. Tom? Hello? Hello?
Hold a second. See, I just got kicked off my own show.
Oh, that's okay. It's your show. You back
well,
on.
I mean,
that's
well,
it's
not
part.
My show, but I said, do you call me man or call me honey?
No. When you got money, your name changed to honey.
Okay, well, anyway.
Honey this, honey that.
We'll work on 2016.
We gonna work on telling people call me at 678-272-2520. Don't call me with no mess. Don't call me talking about how broke they are, because that there's power in the tongue. They are not burning up money in Atlanta and nowhere else that I know of. So people got some money, they got to know how to use it. They can call me. Don't email me, because I might not feel like looking at my email, but I'll give it to you anyway. J. Clark, 738@mybluelight.com. My phone number is 678-272-2520. If you're interested in writing your own paycheck, then you can call me. If not, tell your cousin Jerome to call me. And that's a fact.
And that's the bottom line.
That's it.
And let me see real quickly if I can get another individual on. 770-828. Welcome to the show. You have a question, comment, or remark?
Yes. Hello.
With whom am I speaking with?
Lynn Camp.
Okay, now here is Attorney Clark that was just giving and spreading the real word about life, opportunity, and survival. Attorney Clark, this is Lynn Camp, who is a worldwide bestseller author. And she is a poet who she does know it. Okay.
Hello, Miss Lynn.
Miss Camp. Ms.
Hi,
Ms.
Dr.
Robert.
Clark.
Hello, darling. How you doing, my sister?
I'm wonderful.
I'm doing good and getting better.
Yes, absolutely. You were talking about the health and the food, and I believe you are what you eat. I have not had red meat, I think, in like 20-plus years. I haven't had pork in probably 30.
Mm-hmm.
Today I went to a dinner, and people were looking at me, and like, it's like, are you a vegan? I said, well, yeah. And they couldn't believe I had no turkey, no fried chicken, none of all that delicious dead carcass that everyone else was eating. And they were like, why aren't you eating, some chicken or something? I'm like, I don't want any. Is that okay?
So you don't eat a chicken because chicken got 2 legs. You don't want to eat nothing walking around.
Right, absolutely. I don't want dead carcass. I feel more alive since I've been eating live food.
Mm-hmm.
I started off, my goal was 1 week without it. I went through the first week. I felt so good. I made it through the second week. I don't know if I'll ever go back to eating it now.
No, you won't go back. You won't, because
you
won't.
And you know what? My grocery bill went down. I said,
absolutely.
I have my money in my pocket.
Absolutely, absolutely. See, when
I
grew up, we were too
poor. I feel better. What more can you ask for?
Girl, some money, that's about all. And ain't no shortage of money. There's plenty of money out here. And I tell people, feel good, look good, and enjoy life. And you got to have
a
state of mind.
You have it all. Hey, that makes you have heaven right here on earth.
There you go. People
well, we're talking about, Christmas, and talking about, celebration, talking about the ability to really, the most important things are sometimes the most special, the memories that you have from your, family when you were young. You remember those, Christmas cards that your grandchild or your daughter or your son made, on cardboard, and you have, and you put it over on your refrigerator, and he's not going to go crazy saying, I can't buy nothing for mama. I can't buy nothing for daddy. But the thing is, when it's special and it comes from the soul and the heart, I'm going to put you on point, Ms. Kim Robinson. she has different pen names. I don't know what she's called.
Okay.
But
what?
This is a poet, and she... Can you say a little something about yourself and how people can, and the thing is, just like Attorney Clark was saying, see, nourish the soul with words and education. Can you talk a little bit about yourself? And can you talk about how people can purchase an e-book, download, how they can buy a hard book, how you give somebody some knowledge to learn what to do in 2016.
Well, you know what? It's so simple to give someone an e-book. All you have to do, well, for my books, Google my name, okay, and an array of online bookstores will come up. Choose whichever one you prefer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, any store you like. You can compare prices or whatever you want to do. But everybody's on the run now. Notice people, everybody seems to be in a hurry to go nowhere and do nothing is what I say. But, I don't know what they're doing. I just make a joke about that. Because everybody seems to be in more of a hurry than me, and everybody seems to be busier than me. And I look around and like, I've done more than they've done, but anyway, get back to the point. So I have three books out there. Two of them are available as e-books. I think one is not. But you can place an order for someone else to have an e-book, download it on their phone or their Android. E-book cost as little as, there are some out there for like $1.99. I think there are even some for 99 cents. I think mine is selling for like $2.99. I don't know. But it's like nothing. And, a person can, people say, well, I don't have time to sit down and read. Well, that's no excuse, because you have time to email and text and talk on the telephone. You can use that same time to pull up an e-book on your Android or your phone. We all have 24 hours in a day. People talk to me about what they don't have time to do. Well, it seems to me that God gives all of us 24 hours in a day. That's 86,400 seconds in a day. But it's up to us what we do with them. Now, it's not like he gives me 86,400 seconds, and then he said, well, I'm not going to give Tom but 75,000 seconds a day. And I'm going to give Dr. Clark, let's see, what else? She's been using her time. I might give her a little more. Today I'll give her 100,000 seconds. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work like that. He gives all of us 86,000 seconds. And people find time to do the things that they really want to do. So people come to me talking about what they don't have time to do. I said, do you want to know what I did last week? Ain't nobody busier than me. But if you want to find, and this is a fact, people find time to do the things they really want to do. So don't come at me talking about what you don't have time to do. But anyway, did I answer the question?
Can you give your name? Your name that you go on your Amazon.
Huh?
Can you give your name for individuals?
Yeah. My name is Lynn, that's LYNN, Robinson, ROBINSON, Camp, CAMP.
So now you have two N's on Lynn or one?
Excuse me?
So you have two N's on Lynn or one?
Two.
That's quite. Okay, see, this is, Tony Clark, this is the reason why she, these are why these women, I ask for their phone numbers and they give me, it says 555-555-555.
You know what I tell people when I ask for their number? Let me tell you the way to get the right number. You said, you ask for the number. And they give it to you. Take the number. And then you say, what is this? Could you? Once you get the number, ask them again. And if they're not telling the truth, I said, you know what? I really don't think I can use a wrong number. And I give it back to them. Because I'm all about, I don't have time for foolishness. I don't.
Hello?
And you know, a lot of people tell, I'm so busy. I say, you're either unorganized or you're broke. Because if you got some money, pay somebody to do something for you or organize, because you're not going to get any more time. That's you can't save it. You can't sell. You are not going to get any more. So what are you going to do with the time you have right now?
Right.
Don't come to me with that nonsense. We got to snap people back, girl. Let them snap back and stop all this
craziness. I know. You know what, Dr. Clark? Mm-hmm. I think some people, they talk nonsense for so long, they don't realize they're talking nonsense. That's just, they open their mouths and that's what just spews out.
Just anything just fall out the mouth. It's not even connected to the brain. It just, there it is.
Right. It doesn't make sense to them, but they're spewing it out.
And you know
I want you all to hold a second. I want to bring on a couple of other people, but before I do this, here's the thing that's that what we're talking about is about opportunities that both of you all have. Miss Camp, Lynn Camp, Lynn Robson Camp, is coming out with the opportunity to pull the book out of our soul. And here's Attorney Clark, who's trying to show us how to clean our heart, and be healthy and live another day. So these are individuals who are trying to do some things, but most importantly is that they're sharing their successes for only those who want to listen to it. And my dad, you said a long time ago, some people you can't help, and you got to keep going, And I'm a hunter. I can't take a wagon train with me when I'm going deer hunting. But I have something, another individual that I want to bring on. And this is something along the same side.
Other product that you can do a 30-second demonstration and people say, wow, and they literally snatch the product out of your hand. All we have to do with our product is let the product out of the bottle. There's so much action when our product hits a non-porous surface that the customer can actually see what the product does. The customer can see the product emulsifying the dirt. Then we take a little dry terry cloth wash rag and wipe away the product, and the customer sees a washed and polished surface, which would have taken him 15 or 20 minutes to do, and he's done it in seconds.
I showed this product, and I was at the dentist's office. She came out. I showed her a demo, and she fell off the curb. She could not believe it. She just had to get close.
What? nothing.